live from the great state of Texas. Welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Texas Homeschool Convention live show. We are so happy to be back here in the exhibit hall. There's tons of exciting things happening. And I'm joined today by Melissa. So Melissa, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing and about your booth here.
Absolutely. So my name is Melissa Caldwell Engel, and I'm a psychotherapist by trade. I've been in the mental health field for about 30 years. And I have been we've been a homeschool family for about the last four. And what I wish to contribute is I've learned so much over the 30 years in the mental health industry. I work with adults 18 years old and older. And I've realized and have come to see themes since I've been doing this for three decades now. And I've recognized that when children are taught healthy ways of dealing with their feelings, that in the long term, that can help to insulate and protect your kid from future struggles with mental health symptoms and disorders like anxiety, depression, poor self-esteem, suicidality. So I work with the adults, and then my partner is named Michelle Nienert, and she and I are here together. We decided to kind of pool our efforts. While I work more with adults, she has spent 25 years in the mental health industry as a psychotherapist working with children, and she's also a homeschool family. So we're kind of collaborating our efforts so that we have the full spectrum of understanding and awareness from children growing up and their emotional needs to the moms and dads and their emotional needs. Because if moms and dads don't know how to manage their emotions, they don't know how to teach their children.
So true. That's awesome. And I understand that you guys have a cabin up in Oklahoma. Is that right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So a big part our family came to realize was the need to unplug from the world. And we don't do it enough because we're in a very fast-paced environment now. And so in order to be intentional and to spend time away and to get out into nature, there's no place prettier than Eastern Oklahoma. And so we built we called a homeschool friend cabin, where I took my 30 years of experience and thought, what do families need to bond, to learn, to play, to communicate? So the cabin is a short-term rental, but it's like a destination experience. The town of Broken Bow itself in Hochatown has tons of educational things. There's museums, and then there's fun things like zip lines, but there's so many nature trails, hiking trails. There's the river that goes through there. It's just a beautiful place to be able to connect with each other, God, your family. You can pull in education and make it more like a family field trip, a family getaway. But the cabin itself has so many educational books. And then my colleague, Michelle, a lot of her books are there because in the little kids' library, we have an under the stairs library, like kind of like Harry Potter. And the kids come and they read and they study. We have educational quotes throughout. We have charts on fauna and flora. I've filled it with as many different learning opportunities. I have like conversation cards on the table so families can learn to talk to one another and ask questions, because families are losing touch with one another. They're not staying connected. So it's an intentional getaway for intentional families who want to spend quality time enjoying each other, bonding, and being indoors and outdoors with the family. So that's the cabin piece of it.
I love that so much. And you mentioned that you've been homeschooling for the past 4 years. So do you mind just telling me a little bit about how you guys got into homeschooling and maybe something that you enjoy about homeschooling?
Sure. Well, being in the field and learning like a lot of other families, I'm seeing a lot of things in our world that I don't think is healthy. And I wanted to protect my kids as best as we could. My husband and I wanted to protect our kids and offer them an opportunity to be in an environment during their developmental years that we felt was healthy and that we had a little bit more control over. And obviously our faith is very important to us, and that was something that we can weave into the homeschool experience. And so what I love about homeschooling is the involvement more with the family, obviously, and then being able to have some, taking the time together as a family to be able to go to places like Broken Bow and work that into some of your curriculum and some of your learning opportunities.
That's so awesome. So could you give us some advice? Like, how would you advise someone who is looking to manage their emotions more as a mother, as a homeschool parent? What advice would you have for them?
Well, it requires us to look at ourselves. It requires us to look at kind of family patterns, and even families with the very best intentions. If mom and dad grew up in a home where they were told or taught that feelings are something that is a weakness or should not be expressed, or if there's trauma, if they've had any kind of traumatic experience that has happened to them, parents have to take care of themselves. We can't role model to our kids healthy emotional expression if we haven't taken care of ourselves and if we don't know what healthy emotional expression is either. So I would say for us as parents, when we start feeling overwhelmed, not to feel bad about reaching out for help. I mean, there's coaches, there's counselors, and there's people that can help us, because life right now is tough. We just got through COVID. There's so many things going on. I just want moms and dads to take care of themselves. And even if mom and dad talks to a counselor, that is a wonderful role model for their kids. It's like, you know, we got a lot of stressful things going on. We needed to reach out to someone to help us understand this and work through this. So I think role modeling to your children, and Michelle has some wonderful books. She has Managing Your Emojis. She has God, I Feel Sad, God, I Feel Scared. And these books, I mean, like, people should look into these books, because read them with your kids. It explains how to help your children recognize the feelings, because we have to look in our body. Where do we feel those feelings in our body? So, I mean, you don't learn this in public schools, right? So you're going to have to learn this from your family. And to be able to understand the feelings that you have and be able to express them in healthy ways is critical for good mental health development, and actually is good for good physical development. Because if we don't express our emotions in a healthy way, it not only can harm us emotionally, but it hurts our bodies too. And the research has proven that.
Yeah. That's so great. Why do you think that mental health is so important for homeschool families and important to be talking about?
I think good mental health is good for everybody. Everybody needs this. I just love the homeschool family culture, though, because most homeschool families I've worked with are so intentional, and they're all about providing opportunities for their children. And they recognize the value of family relationship, bonding, connection. So the piece with homeschool families that I have found so refreshing is the openness to an intentional lifestyle. We have to intentionally make sure we're taking good care of ourselves, because the world is all about distracting us and looking outside of self instead of looking inward. So something that I think so many homeschool families are more advanced on is the fact that they recognize those pieces, and they are very dedicated to creating a safe space for their families and for their children to grow and learn. And that includes emotional development. And sometimes that left off. We tend to think it's no big deal, but many people don't even understand what feelings they're experiencing, and much less how to release them and in a safe way that makes them go away.
That's great. Do you have any tips for how to grow an awareness of your feelings and recognition of that?
Yes, absolutely. We have to be more tuned into our bodies. Because feelings, we're going to register feelings in our bodies. And sometimes it'll talk to me through, if my stomach's bothering me, or if I have tightness in my chest, or if I notice my jaw's tensing up. We have to be aware of what's going on in our bodies and start regulating and figuring out, where's that coming from? Why is that there? Then once you understand what feeling you have, we have to identify it, talk about it, express it. There's a lot of ways to express feelings, and a lot of it is simply just needing conversation. I think one of the biggest mistakes I hear parents make is they'll say to me, isn't it my job to protect my child from pain? And I have to re-educate and say, you know, that's coming from a wonderful place inside of you. But the answer is no. It's not our job to protect ourselves, our children, from pain. It's our job to protect our children from danger. it's our job to sit with our children in their pain so they learn how to deal with those feelings. Because if kids don't learn how to manage the discomfort of some of those uncomfortable feelings, we will grow up and we'll spend our lives trying to escape them. And we can get lost in addictions. We can get lost in workaholism. There's so many places to escape materialism. So we have to learn how to sit with our kids when they're in that pain instead of trying to distract them from the pain. And that's a mistake I see a lot of people make.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That's so insightful. So I know you've already mentioned a few resources, but are there any other resources you would want to mention to the families tuning in?
Absolutely. I would tell you to look at yourmentalhealthcoach.com. And this is Michelle, and she's all about raising mentally healthy kids. And this is my colleague, and we're speaking together tomorrow here as well and on Saturday, but she has so many resources from kids from age 4 on up to adults to help them pull in their faith, their spirituality into their emotional development and as their anchor and grounding source while we work through these painful feelings, because we have a life with peaks and valleys. And if we don't learn how to deal with the valleys, it's going to come out later in mental health struggles.
That's great. And we're really excited for the next two sessions that you guys coming up, one on Friday, one on Saturday. On Friday, they're speaking on empowering your child to emotionally self-regulate as you homeschool. And then on Saturday, they'll be speaking about raising mentally healthy homeschoolers. So, Melissa, thank you so much for taking the time. Do you have any last words you want to leave with us?
I would love to see y'all on Friday and Saturday. Come to our sessions and hang around and ask questions, because it's a perfect opportunity to take advantage of 60 years of experience between Michelle and I both in the mental health field.
Thank you so much. I think this is such an important topic, and I just really appreciate you being here. And we hope to see you guys at the rest of convention.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.